DelTora Quest 3, Book 3, Isle of the Dead.
"What is that sound?" Jasmine hissed suddenly.
Leif glanced over his shoulder at her, very startled. Jasmine was frowning, bending forward. Feely was clinging to her collar, his eyes wide, his grey fur standing on end. Cree was standing rigidly on her shoulder, his head on one side. Plainly, whatever Jasmine could hear, they could hear too.
"What sort of sound?" Barda put his hand on his sword.
"A ticking,"
Jasmine breathed.
"There."
She pointed to the huge, scorched skull. Cautiously, she moved closer and bent to listen again. Then she kneeled and began scraping away earth and ash from beneath the tip of the mighty lower jaw. Cree squawked uneasily.
"Jasmine, take care,"
Barda exclaimed. But Jasmine did not even look up. By the time Leif and Barda reached her, she'd made a sizable hole in the soft earth. And now all of them could hear the ticking, tapping sound. "It is under the tip of the jaw," Jasmine breathed as her companions peered into the hole, "between the bones of the forelegs, almost as if..." And at that moment her eyes widened. Her fingers had touched something. Leif watched, holding his breath, as slowly she brushed the remaining earth away. And there, clasped between the long white bones of the dragon's forelegs, protected beneath the jaw, was something smooth, pale and glittering. It was a giant egg. And within it, something was tapping. Carefully, Jasmine eased the egg out of its hiding place. Earth and ash showered from its shining surface as she lifted it into the sunlight and wordlessly held it out to Leif. Leif took the egg in his hands. The tapping sound stopped abruptly. For a moment there was silence. Then there was a sharp crack, and the smooth surface split from end to end. A sharp snout forced its way through the opening. Small clawed feet scrambled violently. The eggshell separated into halves and fell to the ground, and there, squirming in Leif's hands, was a tiny, perfect, glittering dragon blinking in the sunlight.